הכוח מרצון, the power of will. וככה זה בכל דבר ודבר. This is how it is in every single thing. העצה היחידה זו התפילה. The only advice is תפילה. וכאן צריך לדעת שגם את התפילה צריך לקבל מהשם. And here we have to know that also the prayer we have to receive from Hashem. לכן באמת עיקר הבחירה של האדם היא לרצות להתפלל. Therefore, in truth, the main free choice a person has is to want to pray. I want to pray. That's the only choice we have. ובזה נשלם את ההבנה שלנו במה שרבינו אמר לאחד מתלמידיו. And in this is completed what Rabbeinu told one of his students, that bechira means, free choice means, you want, you do. You don't want, you don't do. ומובן שהרצון שרבינו דיבר עליו הוא רצון להתפלל. It's obvious that the will that Rabbeinu was talking about is the will to pray. Because in Kedusha, will without prayer is good. It's not enough.
Say that again.
In Kedusha, in holy things, will without prayer is good. It's not enough. You have to have will with prayer. Ask Hashem that you'll be able to do what He wants us to do. אילו היה זה דבר שהוא מצד העץ הערה, לא היה צריך להתאמץ כל כך. בשביל הדברים שמצד העץ הערה, די ברצון בשביל לעשות. Things that are not in the holiness, things of the sitra achra, the yetzer hara, what he wants us to do, will is enough to do it. You don't need prayer to do it. To do, make sins, you don't need prayer. You can do right away. Why? Because from Shamayim, there's no blockages. You want to do bad? Go ahead, do whatever you want. Yeah?
But if you want to do good.
If you do good, then you have obstacles. But doing good, you have obstacles. The famous story in the Gemara that someone, the balsam oil? Balsam oil? Mm-hmm. Someone in the balsam oil store, when you go in and you ask there, he says, okay, 1 second, you go, I'll measure for you, I'll fill you in. Right? And why? Because the owner also wants the smell, he likes the smell, enjoys the smell. It takes time until you get it. Mm-hmm. There's obstacles. Mm-hmm. But in the store that they sell the, what's it called, what you light it with? Fuel, whatever, yeah? Types of fuel, they smell really bad. The owner of the store really fast, he gives you a bottle and he'll leave. He just doesn't like the smell. That's the tumah. The tumah, they let you go. But the dusha is obstacles. We have to express our desires, our will with prayer, open our mouths. And then you pray more, and you pray more. They tell you, wait, okay, let's see you build up kisufim. According to this, it's understood that someone who does not pray, he doesn't have free choice. He doesn't have the kli to reach what he wants, because he doesn't have the kli, the vessel, to reach what he wants. כמו אדם שצריך לחצות את הים. Like a man who needs to cross the sea. And he doesn't have a boat. What can he do? Swim? He can't. He can't cross the sea without a boat, right? If someone has a sea, he could cross the big sea, the biggest sea. Right? Could be you might have all kinds of ups and downs in that sea. Right? The weather sometimes, this, that. If it's a good boat, he'll reach his destination. That's what the pasuk says, because the mitzvah that I gave you, that I'm commanding you, it's not wondrous from you, it's not far from you. Right? Meaning, Hashem is not asking from us complicated things. He's asking from us simple things which are equal for everyone to do. Like the pasuk says, it's close to you, the thing is close to you very much. It's in your mouth and in your heart to do it. The heart is desire, the mouth is prayer. Yeah. Express what you want in your mouth. ומאחר שהגענו להגדרה הזו שמי שאין לו תפילה אין לו בחירה. And after we reached this definition that someone who does not have prayer, does not have a free choice. So we have to say the truth, the whole truth. If you don't have an hour hidbodedut, you don't have a free choice. You have an hour hidbodedut, Yaakov? כי רק כשיש לאדם את הזמן המיוחד להתפלל להשם על כל חסרונותיו ברוחניות, because only when a person has a special time to pray to Hashem about all of his lackings in spirituality, and that is possible only when you have an hour Buddha today, only then you could really fill in the amount of tefillahs that you need, the amount of prayers that you need in order to complete himself, to do tshuva. But in the Kedusha, everything is expensive. Everything is precious. Therefore, we need many tefillahs in order to merit it. And without an hour hidbodedut, a man will not awaken at all to pray, because he won't have cheshbon nefesh. He's not going to check out what's up with him. He won't have yishuv hadas. He won't have hidbodenut. He won't know what he needs to pray for. When you have an hour hidbodedut, you see what you have to pray for. You find what you need to do in life. וזו המסקנה מכל האמור כאן. And this is the conclusion of everything that came out of what we just read. כל התשובה של האדם תלויה בתפילה. The tshuva of a man depends on prayer. And in order for a man to strengthen himself in prayer always, he needs to know that he has no power besides prayer. And only Hashem, He's the cause of everything. He could cause it, I'll do tshuva, He could cause me to grow. And He's the only one who has the power to give to a man power to overcome the Yetzer Hara, what he needs to overcome. And He gives a person a good advice and the wisdom. And He gives a person the awakel, awakening to choose. To choose the right thing, awakening to want something good. Like David Melech said, Atata umich goali. You aroused my heart to believe in you. Like a father who holds his son's hand and he says, here, choose this. He takes his hand. The father takes his hand, here, choose this. This is the best. That's how Hashem is telling us, take your hand. Choose this. Choose to do it both every day. זכור זאת היטב בעומק הלב. שומע אורן? תשובה לתפילה. לא רדיפה עצמית. תשובה is תפילה. תשובה is repentance. Doing תשובה is prayer. Not beating yourself up. Therefore, stop mistaking yourself and begin to pray. I have to go early today a little bit.